That was beautiful. Our next guest hardly needs an introduction. Candy Harding is no stranger to many of you and has been involved in the Ladies' Coffee Hour and Bible Study for a number of years and recently became our prayer ministry's coordinator. Candy is a native of Sault Ste. Marie and worked at the Sioux Area Hospital until her retirement 17 years ago. She and her husband, Dave, began attending Bethel in 2007. I'm looking forward, I really am, to hearing what Candy has to share with us this morning. Please welcome our speaker, Candy Harding.
Thank you, Sandy, and thank you, committee, for inviting me to be a part of this glorious morning. We've been hearing and singing a lot about the word glory, and it ties in beautifully with what I'm going to be sharing. What I am going to be sharing this morning began with some words my youngest grandson spoke. They were sweet words, but they were even more sweet because they reminded me of God. When he was two, he would not eat carrots, but he would tell us that he loved carrots. So we would put them on his plate, and he would eat everything but the carrots. And we would say, "Owen, you didn't eat your carrots. You love carrots." And he would say, "Someday, not today." That, to me, was a two-year-old's definition of faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. He was sure that someday he will love to eat carrots. And then when he was 3 years old, he took his first shower. And when he was finished, he asked his mom, "Mommy, am I beautiful on the inside?" And she said, "Of course you're beautiful on the inside, honey. Why do you ask?" "Because I washed my eyes," he said. And I thought, how profound is that? Beautiful on the inside. He's talking about the heart. And that's what God desires for the whole world. Because with God, it's all about the heart. But what does it mean to be beautiful on the inside? I set out on a treasure hunt. I found that beauty is the quality that pleases. Quality is the degree of excellence. And please is to be the will of. When I heard the word please, I immediately thought of Jesus' baptism. Matthew 3:16 says, "When he went up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove, lighting upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" I love that scene because it's a beautiful picture of the Trinity, the oneness and the unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What was it about Jesus that made the Father well pleased? In John 8:29, Jesus says, "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." He was always doing the will of the Father 100% of the time. That is the highest degree of excellence. What does that excellence look like? Hebrews 1:3, the Son, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact image of his being. I have to say that once again. The Son, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact image of his being. Wow. What does the word radiance mean? When I give you the list, be thinking of Jesus. Exceeding brilliance, glowing, magnificent, exceptionally pleasing, beautiful, glorious, shining, sparkling, a diamond of the finest cut. That was right in the dictionary. God's glory in Jesus was hidden from man, but not from God. He truly is the beautiful one. So, how do we compare to the radiance of God's glory? What does God see in us? Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So now, how can we possibly please God? Hebrews 11:6 tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Okay, faith in who? Jesus confirms it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If God is going to make us beautiful on the inside, he would have to put his beauty in us. But first, he would have to take away the sin. John the Baptist tells us how Jesus is the way. When he saw Jesus coming toward him, he said in John 1:29, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And in verse 33, he says, "It is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." Among the Jews, the lamb was sacrificed and its blood was shed for the forgiveness of sin. The blood of lambs did not put away sin, but pointed towards the day that God would provide a lamb whose blood would take away the sin. That someday had come. John's outer baptism of water unto repentance pointed towards Jesus' inner baptism of the Holy Spirit, because with God it's all about the heart. I'd like to share a portion of Jesus' prayer for all believers. After he had prayed for his disciples, he said, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you have loved them, even as you have loved me. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God's desire is to dwell not just with, but within his people, making us radiantly beautiful on the inside by conforming us to the image of his Son, one degree of glory at a time. Someday, we will be like him. I told my grandson, "You teach Grandma a lot about God." He said, "I do." I said, "Yes, you do." He said, "But I don't even know him." I said, "Someday, someday." I have a piece of coal, actually. I had a piece of coal that I dug out of my wood stove ashes. It's not very beautiful. It is very fragile, easily broken. But God sees what it can become someday. Jennifer, would you put the picture up on the screen, please? There it is. I'd like to share some trivia about a diamond. It's the hardest known natural material. It's formed very deep within the earth. It begins as carbon, coal or charcoal, that's crystallized under great pressure and very high temperatures. Crystals are pushed to the surface by volcanic activity. There are no two diamonds alike, and there are no perfect diamonds on Earth. A diamond of the finest cut has 58 facets. That's the flat parts on the diamond. Now we're going to be comparing the glory of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to the facets that are on the diamond. You could gaze at the picture on the screen, or better yet, you could pick one up from the tables in front of you there, hold it in your hand while we consider who he is. Keep in mind that this list does not even come close to his fullness. We'd be here all day. The circle on the top represents his divine love, because God is love. And a circle has no beginning or end, because he is eternal. I'll start with God the Father. No, actually, I'm going to start with the name he gave himself. He calls himself I Am. I am God the Father, Jehovah God Almighty, the one true, holy, living, eternal, sovereign, creator, and triune God. I am abounding in love, truth, and righteousness. I am all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, and unchanging. I am faithful and forgiving. I am jealous and just. I am a consuming fire. I am the God of comfort, grace, strength, peace, hope, and joy. I am God the Son, Jesus, Son of Man. I am Emmanuel, Messiah. I am the Word become flesh. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the gift of love. I am prophet, priest, and king. I am the Lamb of God. I am Savior, Redeemer, Master, and Friend, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the crucified one, the head of the church, the bridegroom. I am the name above all names. I am the Prince of Peace. I am the glorified one. I am God the Holy Spirit, the breath and voice of the Almighty. I am the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of grace and truth, the Spirit of love and faith, the Spirit of adoption, of prayer, of holiness, of power, of wisdom and understanding. I am the gift of living water. I am the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He alone is worthy of our worship, honor, praise, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's give him an applaud. The diamonds on the table are yours for the taking. If there is someone that you would like to share his glory with, there's more of them out on that little table in the foyer where you put your prayer requests. There are also wallet calendars on the tables that give the gospel message on the back. God offers sinful people eternal life. As we celebrate Christmas this year, let us remember who Jesus is, and that it was no mistake for the Lamb of God to be born in a manger. We're going to be singing a song now. It's called I Stand in Awe of You. It only has one verse. We'll sing it through twice. And it's really going to be hard for you to remain seated. So we'll stand the second time we sing it. Love you all, and it's great to be among friends. Merry Christmas.